Section 3. You will hear a student asking Professor Jameson for advice in choosing courses for next semester. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
Hi, Professor Jameson. I was hoping we could talk this week about choosing courses for next semester.
That sounds great. Any idea yet or what you'd like to take?
Well, I was hoping you could kind of tell me. There are so many to choose from. I don't even know where to start.
Sure. Well, first things first. Do you know what you will major in? It's important to take courses that are relevant to your career path.
Well, I think I want to major in biology. I want to go to medical school, so it seems like it would make sense.
I agree. If you like biology, it's definitely a good idea to focus on that, since so many of the requirements overlap.
Okay, so I should take a few biology classes then?
Yes, let's start there. You should pick one or two biology classes. Not just any biology classes, though. If possible, read online or talk to senior fellows and find out about the structure of the courses. You don't want to end up signing up for two classes that require labs in the same semester. You'll spend so much time in the biology department that you won't see the light of day.
All right, good idea. I heard labs can be as long as 4 hours.
That's true. And another thing, make sure the topic is either relevant to your major or something you're interested in learning about. It sounds obvious, but do not just take a class because you heard it was easy or because it does not require attendance.
Of course not, though it would be really nice to have at least one class that's a little bit less rigorous than the ones I'm taking this semester. I barely sleep as it is with all this studying.
That may have more to do with your study habits, though I don't disagree that your schedule is really difficult this semester.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 24 to 30.
So, any idea which biology classes you may decide on for next semester?
Well, I was thinking of taking human physiology. It sounds relevant and interesting.
I think it is an interesting class, but I would recommend against it. You're already in human anatomy, which also covers physiology. So it would be repetitive and probably not the best use of your time.
If I already know some of the stuff, I could take it to boost my GPA a little bit.
You could maybe do that, except the professor that teaches it is famous for giving out the fewest A's of any professor.
Oh, well, never mind.
Now, changing subjects, have you decided yet on your research topic?
Well, I actually decided. I don't want to do a research paper. I'm going to do a dissertation instead. I think I will much more enjoy coming up with a thesis and finding all the details to support it.
I see. Didn't you already do some of the research, though? What happened to that?
Well, I started doing research. Then the more data I collected, the more complicated things got. I realized I would have to take a lot more steps to randomize the sample, and then I realized I would need to control for more factors.
I see. What kind of data collection did you do?
I interviewed employees at the water treatment facility after Professor Dickinson recommended it.
I understand. Well, the research paper could be much more outside work, but it may be worth it if that is what you're interested in.
No, I am a lot happier just doing the dissertation.
That's fine with me. Just remember, you need to finish your first draft and send it in soon. It's already the middle of February.
Oh, wow, it is, isn't it? I just have to finish it by the end of March, right?
Yep, but don't forget, the date will really sneak up on you.
Okay, I'll make sure to set reminders in my calendar. And who do I talk to about registering my dissertation?
You should go to the department office and then talk to the secretary.
I thought I needed to talk to the department head.
Not for registering. If you need help developing your dissertation, that's when you should go to the department head.
I see. And who would I see about getting access to the database of past research on my topic?
That you can find in the computer lab, specifically in the office. You'll have to ask a lab technician to give you access.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and get started on that then. Thanks.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.